In the middle of Parshas Re'eh, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, we learn about the concept of a Navi Sheker, a false prophet. The Torah describes the phenomenon, Ki Yakum Bekirbacha, Navi Acholem, Chalom, if somebody who seems to be a prophet or someone who's dreaming and predicting the future, and they give you even signs, Nasan Elcha Os Omofes, and it happens, and based on that, they tell you, they try to lead you astray to worship other gods, to worship Avodah Zarah. Who, of course, you should ignore this Navi, this prophet. But of course, this is just some kind of a test. But certainly you should ignore this. This is a false prophet, and he's taking you down a road, in a path of spiritual destruction. This parsha, in addition to the halachic issues, which are discussed and very fascinating, but also raises two interesting and very, very basic questions that the Mefarshi Hapshat try to deal with it. And that is, number one, if the person is in fact a false Navi, he's a Navi Sheker, so then why is he referred to as a Navi at all? It seems to be by definition, if he's false, he's not a Navi. So what is going on? And a second question, which we'll try to address as well, which is, the Torah does seem to say that he will have an os or a mofes. He'll be able to give you and show you signs and wonders. Well, why would Hashem give the person, this false prophet, the power to do that, when obviously he's using that for negative intentions? So starting with the first question, why is he called a Navi? In fact, he's not at all. He's just a charlatan. He's a faker. So, in fact, that is the position of Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says he is a charlatan. He is a faker. There is no powers. And, in fact, the Torah is just using the term Navi because that's what he refers to himself. Since he calls himself a Navi, he projects that he himself is a Navi. So the Torah describes this person who presents himself as a Navi, but, in fact, is a Navi Sheker. However, many other Rishonim assume that, in fact, he's called a Navi because he may actually possess some kind of powers. Notably, the Ramban says that this person may actually have what we might call a natural talent to predict the future. Maybe like a psychic or somebody who has actual powers, not necessarily a fraud, says Ramban. He has actual powers to predict the future. Nevertheless, says Ramban, he is considered a Navi Sheker because he does not acknowledge that the source of his abilities come from Hashem. And he's obviously also using them for very negative consequences and intentions. And in that sense, he's Sheker. But he's called a Navi, says Ramban, because in fact, he may actually have some type of power. It's very interesting, machloket, between Rabbeinu Bachaye, among others, and the Ramban, among others. Now, moving on to that second question, which is, why would the Torah describe twice about he gives you an os or a mofes, and then all of a sudden, now you don't know what to do? Why would Hashem give somebody who's in fact has these ill intentions, why would Hashem allow him to have some kind of an os or a mofes? So Ibn Ezra, among others, actually denies it. He says, no, of course not. He doesn't have actual powers, similar to what Rabbeinu Bachai said before. He doesn't have actual powers. He's not an actual prophet. Rather, Ibn Ezra has a number of suggestions, but his first is that maybe he overheard a real Navi predicting something in the future, and in that sense, he kind of steals. He piggybacks off of the real Navi's a prediction, and then he also kind of pretends that he has that prediction, that he has that knowledge on his own, and therefore tries to use that knowledge to steer you in a bad direction towards Avodah Zarah. So if he got anything right, it's just because, perhaps, suggests Ibn Ezra, he overheard an actual real Navi. Abar Benel also assumes that it's just kind of some kind of smoke and mirrors, but not an actual os or mofes. And the Abar Benel actually says you could be medayik that in the pasuk, because it says that v'nasan elecha os or mofes, he will give you a sign or a wonder. It does not say v'asa, and he will make. And the Abar Benel is medayik. He infers from here that in fact it's all in the presentation. He has, you know, fast hands. He can make it appear that something's going on, even some kind of a magic with his hands, but not that he's actually changing a nature and changing the Derech HaTeva. That's something that only a real Navi could do, and that's why it just says V'nasan. He makes it appear, he presents it to you, but not that he actually did anything. So the first approach is basically, despite the fact that it says Osa Mofes, there isn't really anything, certainly not the way a real Navi would have. On the other hand, Rashi, at least implicitly, seems to assume that there really is, and in fact, some kind of a supernatural power that this person has. And Rashi just teases out and develops what is already, I guess you could say, implicit in the pasuk. And Rashi says, "Mepiman nosin lo Kadosh Baruch Hu mem shalom." Why would Hashem give this person this kind of a power, lasos os, to make some kind of a supernatural sign, as the pasuk then continues and says, "Ki menaseh Hashem elokeichem eschem," because in fact Hashem is testing us. Ramban develops this idea and explains, consistent with what he says in other places in the Torah, that the purpose of a test is in order not to give Hashem knowledge, will we pass the test or not. Hashem doesn't need confirmation. Hashem knows where our heart is, and Hashem knows even what we'll do in the future. Rather, the purpose of the test is for the one who actually is being tested. It's to our benefit. By resisting the Navi Sheker, despite his apparent powers, and steadfastly remaining loyal to Hashem, then we become more aware of our own attachment and love to Hashem, and this will actually impact and benefit us in the future. So for our benefit, Hashem is testing us. Interestingly, the Rambam in the third section of Moreh Nevuchim denies that the Navi Sheker would have any actual power, but whatever he's doing with his sleight of hand or his predictive abilities, but Rambam also thinks it's for the purpose of a test. But l'shitaso, the Rambam thinks that what's the purpose of these tests, whether it would be Avram Avinu and Bereishis or the Jewish people now, that is to show other people, in order to, so to speak, boast. Hashem, so to speak, wants to kevel. He wants people to boast about his beloved children, the Jewish people, and look to the world. You see, look, the Jewish people, despite somebody even having some kind of a powers or appearing to have powers, the Jewish people remain steadfastly loyal. So these were shown in Rashi, Rambam, Ramban, assume that there is some kind of a power on some level, or at least an appearance of one, but it is done to test us.